Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Relay Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It could break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting is tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? I'd just like to add a note that we still have 2 days left if anybody would like to cover or be in net control for Monday or Tuesday, or both. that's definitely wide open. I usually only just want to do Sunday, but we have somebody covering Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday. We just need a couple more people for Monday and Tuesday. All right. I will now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
5AMW, good evening, Jeff.
WA2U, good evening.
AC2WI.
All right, there's four in a hurry. We'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening, what's up?
Well, good evening, Jeff. Peyton. Everybody else out there on the net, we got a temperature here of 24 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 24 to 34. And we had little spritzes of snow here and there. It was quite sunny earlier in the morning. And the dizziness I had seems to be over with now, thank God, rid of that. So, not too much else going on. Things are staying quiet, and I'm glad of it. I wish they'd stay that way, but that will say God bless. And 73 is N2PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better there. Nobody likes to be dizzy, that's for sure. I just set my alarm here to remind me here for tomorrow for that meeting. So if I don't do that, I'm not going to remember. I always all of a sudden I look at the clock, it's 8 o'clock, and I realize I forgot the meeting. All right, George, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. N5AOW, Bill, what's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and all those that are on the frequency this evening. Good day today. Look like a fairly decent one weather-wise. It's 20 here right now. Look like it's pretty close to turning 19, but 20 will do. I like that number better. It's a little bit higher. You know, we had a bit of rain today, had a little snow this morning, and just kind of changed on and off. I think it was right at that temperature range. Not a whole lot going on that way, but I had to go up and get some blood work done today. I don't know. You know, they're always looking to change your meds, and I was just on the, within the bottom side of the window for the Coumadin for the blood thinners, and one of those things, you know, they had to have you check it again, and they're going to up the dose or down the dose, whatever they're going to do. Anyway, that was pretty much it, and I just spent the day puttering around with little odds and ends, soldering things here together, and a couple little other, what do you want to call it, lazy kind of during the day do things, and that's it. So, anyway, I'll return it back to you. That's all I've got here. 73 to all, and 5AOW clear.
All right, Bill. Well, you know, if they don't constantly adjust the medication, that, you know, might put them out of business. They got to have an excuse to get in there somewhere. So, all right, well, you have a good one there, and stay warm, although it's been a lot warmer lately than it has been, so I'm not complaining. But you have a good evening there, Bill. We'll catch up with you later. WA2U, John, good evening. What's up?
WA2U. Say good evening to everyone on frequency. and those out there listening, we have a whopping 24 degrees here. So 24 degrees up here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Good to hear everyone checking in this evening. Had a good weekend. Had the company Friday evening. Normally, it's usually Tuesday, but we had some people pop in Friday evening. And let's see, Friday went shopping, did some errands on Friday, and Saturday went up and also ran some errands. We're up in the Forestport, Boonville area, and got some things picked up and got back. And then, of course, yesterday we had, seems like a heat wave. A lot of the snow that was on the roof went off, so had a good weekend, listened to some music and things of that nature. Nothing special going on. Rather quiet day. Of course, a lot of places of, you know, banks and things were closed today. So couldn't get a lot of stuff done in that aspect. But the wood stove all stoked up, all ready to go for the evening. And see what tomorrow brings, Jeff. So we'll turn it back over to you, and maybe there'll be some other people checking in. WATU, back to net.
Okay, John, we had the same thing happen here. Boy, once that warmed up, you could hear that snow sliding all day and night coming off the roofs. Not complaining. It's, you don't have to go up there and shovel it, you know. It slides off on its own. So, all right, well, thanks, and you guys have a good evening up there. We'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's up?
KC2WI. Yeah, I was lucky. Most of the snow, I was not very much on my roof, and it, you know, it we only had a couple inches or so here, and it sort of sublimated down, and it wasn't very much, and most of it melted before it slid off, and what little slid off I caught before it turned into ice on the driveway. So that's the biggest aggravation I have here. It's not clear in the the driveway or the walk or the snowbank where the plow comes through. It's having to do it all again, seemingly, when the snow comes off the roof, or having to pull it off early and then have to blow it, you know, three times to get it out of the driveway and around the side of the house. But fortunately, most of it melted. A little bit was up there, plopped down today, and I scraped it before, now, of course it was wet, so, boy, it really pounds in there, but I got it before it froze in, so we're all set with that. And I'm really getting tired of winter. There's not enough snow here, really, to just take off and go snowmobiling. I mean, I can do it, but, you know, like, if I want to go somewhere, I can go. But to just ride down to, let's say, Lyons Falls or the River Valley Inn for lunch, I would probably not do that because it's the worst trail is right here in the valley. I would ride the few miles to get up to Branningham or up to Tug Hill, but, you know, my little sort of take a break for lunch rides, I can't really, I could do them, but I don't want to. So, it just seems like I'm the cold and the snow more than I'm enjoying it this winter, and I was just out there today trying to work on a car and do something, and I'm like, my sister stopped by. She said, boy, I don't know, must be something wrong with you. I said, I just assume have it become summer here. So we got some good snow, it won't be said, if I can get out and ride, but everything seems to always be getting in the way. But if you can't enjoy it, what good is it, I guess? So that's the whole thing. I could probably go out and do a little more. Actually, this is not bad for cross-country skiing and stuff. It's not so deep. You know, you go up to the Branningham side there or the Confusion Flats. It's probably just about right. And you know, more or less easy cross-country skiing with enough coverage now up there. So, anyway, yeah, a meeting tomorrow. Hopefully I'll be there if I don't get tied up with something and I don't forget it. It's always tough in January because you don't have a meeting in December, so I sort of forget it. But it's on the list of things to do. Originally, I was going to go over to Lake Pleasant, stay up there, and come back tomorrow, but I just too much stuff to do. Other than that, I guess not too much new going on here. KC2WI.
I hear you there, Pete. I haven't even, I let the kids ride the snowmobile around the yard a little bit, and that's about all the use it's gotten. Matter of fact, I'm having them bring it in the garage here tomorrow and get all the appropriate stickers put on and make sure my insurance card's in there, and I got to get the thing for the trailer. I'm going to take it up to camp here this weekend and drive it into there, and that's about that's probably about all the snowmobile that I'm really going to be doing this year, going in and out of there, and that's it. So, yeah, I hear you. I am ready. I am so ready for spring and summer and, you know, sitting out by the fire pit and all that good stuff that comes along with that time of year. So, anyway, okay, Pete, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll probably catch up with you there tomorrow at the meeting. All right, this is KD2AIT looking for check-ins.
KA2ZNZ.
KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Jeff, did you copy me? Right after I came in, the Rochester repeater wiped out everything.
Roger, I copied you. What's going on tonight?
Well, nothing too exciting. Let's see, we're about 28 degrees here at a high of 34. We do not have much snow on the ground down here. Well, it's got some, but not enough to get excited about. And we've only had 39.9 inches so far this winter. That's, we're about 20 inches under the normal by this time, you know. So anyways, it's kind of a strange winter so far. I don't know what's going to happen here in the next month or so. Maybe I'll go on. Anyways, good to hear everybody there tonight. And 7-3's to all. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2ZNZ.
KD2AIT for ID. Roger, Jack. My brother was asking me today how much snow there was. He's thinking about coming out to do some snowmobiling. And I said, well, there's not a lot here in Boonville. I suppose you go up north of here, you can get a little more. But with that warm weather we had, I'm sure the trails are a bit crusty right now. But, well, winter's not over. You never know what we can get up here. So. All right. Well, take care, Jack. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins. Well, another work day for me here. Not much else to report in that. Did a little exercise and back at it, working here on the computer. I'll be doing that here a bit late tonight. So it's got to get done. Got a vacation coming up here soon in a few weeks and more, almost like a couple weeks here. Well, a little more than a couple weeks. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to getting out and heading down to warmer pastures, as they say. right during the coldest part of the year. Anyway, that's all I have to report. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet, return the frequency of regular MHU. So I'd like to thank George, Bill, John, Pete, and Jack for checking in tonight. To say 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT. Clear.
Stations I would like to check in tonight, whether we're out static, all stations are welcome. Stations come now, please.
This is WA2U with information. Good evening, Jack.
This is N2WBX. Good evening, no traffic.
N5AOW. Good evening, no traffic.
Very good. WA2U, hello, John. Get back to you in a second. N2WBX, so Dennis. N5AOW. Hello, Bob. You were talking to AA2AN that is way up to the North Country. In fact, he makes service calls. He was headed for Lakeview, you know, right off of Norton there. Yeah, very good. John, go ahead.
Okay, Jack. This may be old news to you, but it's different. I was kind of following you around. You were doing the call up on the Auburn, which is normally linked to 3-3, and I went over to 3-3. I did not hear you over there. However, I did hear you when you were on 147.0 with a plus offset on 145.15. So I just thought, I don't know if that's something permanent, something different, something has changed, but you did not come over 145.33. You came out on 145.15. Thanks, Jack. WATU.
Okay, well, nobody's given me any official information on it yet, but I know they've changed some of the linking. So, and I knew that one of them was going to be the 145.150. I used to belong to Mike there, and Mike Kelly that, you know, works at Stu Smith there. But I think he sold it, or somebody else operates it now, so I don't know what's going on with that. The 3-3 has been down for a couple of days, actually. And I got a feeling they're probably going to change the PL on it, too. So it might be on, but I can't, you know, I don't know what the PL is. And, well, that's all I know, Jen. But yeah, I do know that I knew that last night, and tonight it did not go through. So whether the change has been made, whether it's permanent or not, I'm still waiting for somebody to cough up some information. So thanks, Jen. Appreciate the info on that. This is KA2ZNZ for Rockdown, looking for additional stations. Okay, I think all the stations have checked in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2ZNZ.
Yeah, Jack, KD2FL owns 145.15. The PL is 123.123.0. So just so I wanted to share that with you for anyone that's doing your satellite call-up. They go to 15, they'll come out on Auburn. WHU, 73D with Carol.
Yeah, okay, actually, yeah, I was on it last night. You know, it sounds good where I am, too, I know that. With that one, so yeah, I knew it was the 123. Who did you say owns it now?
Kilo Delta 2 Sierra Lima, KD2FL, Kevin, WATU.
Oh, okay, Kevin's got that one now. Okay, very good. Okay, thanks, Jen. And 73 is to all. KA2ZNZ.
W-A-2-U, N-5-A-O-W.
Yeah, hi, Bob, W-A-T-U.
Hey, John, how you doing? I was curious, you get on 40 at all at any specific time or frequency?
Honestly, I do, and we have I've got to put up our antenna yet, but yes, and I usually monitor ECAR 7.255. Usually start listening at about 10 o'clock in the morning and kind of leave it on in the background. That's one of my favorite frequencies to monitor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been, every once in a while I check in with 7-1. Yeah, 7-1-5-5. I had a look at the log here to see, but yeah, I was just curious. I wanted to check two microphones. Kind of hard to do when you check into the net with these guys because they, you know, it's kind of a round table type thing, but just wanted to see if both of them are sounding okay, and I really don't have anything amplified and don't want to, but I wanted to make sure I had everything adjusted properly on the old 820. So, yeah, sometime maybe we can set up a schedule and get on for a little bit and see what's going on with it.
Okay, yeah, I'd like that. If you, Wednesday morning, there's a net called the 72-2, 7.272, and at 10 o'clock, Kathy and I used to check into that when we had the antenna up. As I said, we just got to put our antenna up, but there's a fellow on there that runs the net on Wednesdays. His name is Kevin, W-A-2-I-S-C, Kevin Shannon. He's a net control, and I would respect his honesty and opinion as far as the audio is, too, if you want something more immediate. He's very, you know, he'll tell you the way he seems to hear it, and there's a lot of local people. He's located in Clay, New York, and there's some people that check into that that are right from the central New York area. But Wednesday morning, 7.272 at 10 a.m., and listen for Kevin, and yeah, I don't have any audio amplification on the microphones. And, the radio we borrowed just uses the one that they send in the box. Everyone seems to be happy with it, and good reports. So I have no intentions of putting a desk mic on it. I guess if someone gave me one, I'd use it. But I thought I'd just give you that tuning tip for Kevin sent on Wednesdays. It's on, I think, 5 or 6 days a week. But, you know, he's been a ham for a number of years, so he'll give you an honest report.
Okay, well, that would be worthwhile checking in with him and see what he thinks and so on. I've got, normally I run the MC50, which is a desk mic, on the 820, and I do it on the 130 or in the, well, the 430 I've been running the MC60, but I've got the hand mic, and occasionally it's a little more convenient with the hand mic, but I wanted to make sure the audio and everything was okay. I hadn't been using that one for some time and just wanted to make sure everything was okay. It's, you know, it's kind of hard to check yourself. You know, everything else I can get a pretty good indicator on when I'm on online or doing whatever, but you know, different times I've made long distance. Well, it's like the other day I was into Italy with it was in early evening, and he had commented on the audio being good, you know, being whatever it is, and I wanted to get a better opinion locally. Usually when you're making contacts like that, it's long distance and you know, not necessarily concentrating on that so much as signal and quality and then going on to whatever. So yeah, it'd be a good idea. I would like to do that, check in with him and see what he comes up with or what his thoughts are on it. It's been what it is for years, but there again, things deteriorate sometimes and you're unaware. So I like to keep things up to par and up to you know, parameters that normally occur.
Oh, I agree. Well, we have an old TS-440S that I picked up a Kenwood TS-440S that Kathy likes better than the new radio. And less menus and less buttons. And the funny thing is, the microphone that's on that, I believe it's the same microphone that'll sit our TS-590S that now has been replaced with a 590G. But anyway, so that might say something for it, that they haven't really changed it. And I think I keep our mic set at about 60%. And when the processor kicks in, I usually use it on 20 meters for working DX. But we don't run any amplifiers, only 100 watts on 20 meters, so I guess we're kind of QRP, but that's okay. They can't hear us. That's the way it goes. I just can't see hooking up a huge amplifier. But, yeah, Kevin, I've known Kevin for years, and you know, if you get a report before we get on the air, he'll tell you the way it is. I heard some people the other day, and someone got a radio on, and they had all kinds of RF and noise on their, you know, their audio sounded terrible. And the
guy asked a bunch of us, you know, a few of his friends, how does, oh, you sound great, and Kathy said to me, she was sitting at that, she goes, he sounds terrible, why don't they tell him? I said, well, that's the new thing, I guess, you don't want to, but Kevin will tell you, and he'll be very diplomatic about it, and I think either, I don't know if he did, but his brother at one time was a DJ, so Kevin's really into the sound, you know, the Heil headsets and the equalization and all that, but he also has a real appreciation for simplicity, especially when it really works and someone sounds like them rather than some electronic gizmo hooked up.
Roger on that. Yeah, talking about the Heil or Heil, I had one of those and used that for a few years and on and off. And I've had different times people have said to me you sound better on the M60 or the M50, I should say. So I pretty much stuck with that for, oh God, years and years, I guess. But occasionally, you know, I get in situations where it's a lot easier. Like now with the 2 meter, I used to have a desk mic on this, but I find with doing the net and doing a variety of different things, a whole lot easier with the hand mic. You were talking about yours with one mic. That one, I think, is like my 430. Has the 8-pin. And my MC60 is 8-pin. But the 820 and the 130 is 4-pin. So it does take, I've got an adapter if I want to switch them, but it does take a different setup that way.
Yeah, WATU. The Kenwoods have always had a nice audio. You know, our new, the TS-590F has two separate menus that, which you can set up for, you know, like Kathy could have one menu and I could have another. We don't really bother with all that, but you can set up equalization, high emphasis, low emphasis, and, you know, this emphasis, and when all said and done, you end up putting it right back where you started from the beginning. But that, the 60 and the 50, those are just classics. You know, they're like the, the Shure 440 and things. They're just, they've been around and they still sound good. I think people come out with different microphones and different elements and different buttons and stuff, but sometimes the old reliable stuff just keeps chugging along and it sounds great. But, yeah, Kevin was, Kevin will give a good report, and it's a fun net. It's kind of a rag chew. You know, they have like a call-up, and then people, kind of like what we have here at 9 o'clock in the evening. So it's kind of a little fun, and they have a lot of fun and chit-chat back and forth and kind of get a report of the weather around us. And it kind of gives you a feel for, you know, local propagation.
No, Roger on that. N5AOW Friday. Yeah, I got numerous times I used to get on in the evening on either the 130 or the 430 on 75 meters. But that antenna, I don't know, I've got it through the tuner. I tried tuning it the other day. I got to get up on the tower and have a look and see if the, I think that one of the connections must have come undone. I've got almost normal receive on it, but transmit is non-existent. It kicks out right away, and it won't go through the tuner either, so I don't play around with it. When I try it, I do it on a very low drive, so I'm not really creating a problem within the transmit circuitry. So I've been working the other antenna off the 820, and that one I pretty much stick on 40. I can get down in 20 in certain frequencies and tune for that, but I've really got to set up another antenna for it. And, anyway, that's another story. So, well, okay, good. All right, John, well, that's good info on Kevin. The only thing I was going to check with you on, my hearing sometimes isn't quite where it should be. I've got his call as WA2. Is it India Sierra Charlie? Is that the correct one on that?
Yeah, iridescent, as he goes, iridescent sugar cookie. You got it. You got it, Bob. Yeah, exactly. WA2ISC.
Hello?
you up anymore, John. I just thought I'd hit you with that one. Sometimes nice to get on something else for a QSO occasionally, and I get on every so often in the evening or sometimes during the day when a band is working. But I got on 20 the other day, but I don't know, I couldn't get it down to resonance with the tuner, so I just listened and didn't transmit much other than trying to get it tuned in. So with that, I'll let you go for the evening. Enjoyed the visit and the information, and I'll see if I can hook up with Kevin and see what he has to say on the mics. So you have a good evening. 73 to you and Kathy both. And I'll finish on your final in 5AOW.
Okay, Bob, on a quick break, what kind of antennas on the top of the tower that's giving you hardship on 20 meters?
Oh, everything I do is wire antenna. I made that one, God, it had to be good eight years ago, and I did some traps on it and so on, but it's been there again. I'm not trap crazy. I normally do inverted V's. I make a fair amount of my own and go from there, and this one is just, I don't know, I just can't get the resonance with it. I think there's another problem beside that. It's great on 40. And what's the other band I get on? Well, I can do 40 and 75 at one point with it. Not too bad, but down in the lower bands I have a little bit of a problem, and I may wind up putting a separate antenna up for that.
Okay, if you can do 40, you probably can do 15, because they're harmonically related. So I love in chatting about antennas. Yeah, I've made inverted V's and dipoles and double bazookas depending on different coaxial cable and depending on the velocity speed. So we can chat about that sometime. But what we're waiting to put up here, I bought a Carolina Windham, the 160 through, I don't know, 10 meters. It's 264 feet long, so we've got the space. We just got to wait for the weather. But I just couldn't see 15 pieces of cable coming in here. If I install it the correct way, and the tuner and the radio should take care of it, the transceiver, I can do it always do with an outboard tuner also. So, yeah, we'll have to chat. I don't know if you got a 4-1-to-1 balun up there or whatever, but we'll. Sounds like you know what you're doing. So maybe Mother Nature has maybe she had something to do with it. Something got in one of the traps or something. So. Maybe get your hands on one of those analyzers. It's kind of a nice little box and kind of scope it out. All right, I won't keep any longer. Enjoy the chat. Thanks, Bob, for the call. N5AOW-WA273. Have a great evening. We'll have to do this more often.
Okay, John. Yeah, that sounds good. And, yeah, I'd enjoy that. Either here or on 40 or something, you know, maybe we can get on sometime and just write to you for a little bit. Sounds good. Well, you have a good evening.